Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. My name is K. Jamal Jones. Welcome to another episode of The Empire Within. Today's topic, detour equals the tour. Listen, I'm so excited about this message today because I was just listening to some, some motivational speeches, some positive affirmations, and one of the things that was said, and I'm paraphrasing here, was that the detours that we have in our lives are part of the process. So in other words, you know, you think success is going to be like this linear chronological thing, when in reality it is everything that we go through, right? So it's the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows, the so-called setbacks, and the things that have caused us to detour and go in a different direction. All of those things are actually working together for our good. So today's topic, detour equals the tour. I'm thinking about my championship runs as a high school or athlete, you know, and I say high school because that was the time that I probably had the most fun actually playing basketball, right? And my sophomore year, my team was projected, you know, to do pretty well in New York City. We were actually ranked in our East Coast region, as well as, you know, ranked in New York City. And the expectations for us to win were very high during my sophomore season on varsity at Grady High School in Brooklyn, New York. And long story short, we wound up being upset in the quarterfinal round, the round right before the semis, two rounds before the championship round, right? We were upset by a team from Queens named Cardozo High School. And at that time, Cardozo, you know, they were decent, but we should not have lost to them, and it was actually a huge upset, you know, for us, and you know, it really put them in position to, you know, to make a run, right? So, sophomore year we lose to Cardozo High School. Legendary New York City coach Ron DeClerio found a way to pull out the win, and we were devastated, right? We're in the locker room devastated. We played the game at Riverbank State Park in Harlem, New York. And I remember after the game, we were so devastated because we did not expect to lose. And it was just one of those things where we were just looking at each other like, man, like what's happening, right? So long story short, most of us on that team were sophomores, juniors. We had a couple seniors on that team, but most of us were sophomores and juniors. And we went into that summer with that bitter feeling, right? That feeling of embarrassment, the feeling of loss, you know, the gut-wrenching reality that the season was actually over. Like, that was a feeling that I will never forget, and my teammates never forgot it, you know? So we took that feeling and that vibe into the summertime. And when we came back in the fall of my junior season, you know, we were on a mission. And we were on a mission to win it all. Now, here's the thing. We weren't even ranked the way we were ranked my sophomore year. We weren't picked to win anything. We were not one of the teams that was projected to win. But we had a lot of obstacles against us. And even me personally, I struggled so bad academically just because, you know, I got bored with school and I just stopped doing homework. I stopped trying in class, and, you know, I wound up failing off the team. So when I failed off the team, you know, our team is, you know, pretty much, you know, we're doing well. We're making a run throughout the season, and I'm watching my teammates, you know, string together these wins while I'm not able to play. And I'm like, man, like, I got to get my grades up so I can get back on this team. My mom is like, you're not playing basketball this year. I don't care if you pass your classes, because there's no reason for you to be failing all these classes. So even if you do start doing well, you're still not getting back on the team. So to be quite honest and to be quite transparent, while I was working to get my grades up, I would sneak to practice. And even though I could not practice, I would still sneak to practice to still stay around the team. And as I stayed around the team, as they were practicing and I wasn't allowed to practice, you know, I would dribble the ball on the sidelines and shoot while they were practicing. And I'll never forget one of my teammates, Carlito Beach. He was like, yo, okay, that's what we need. That's exactly what we need. And it's crazy because at 15 years old, I was 15. Carlito was probably 16, 17 years old. He's like, yo, okay, that's exactly what we need when you come back. That was motivation for me. And I wound up getting my grades together. I passed every class just enough to make it back on the team. And when I got back on the team, right before our playoff run, I was so excited about, you know, being able to stay focused enough to get my grades together so that I could play. And we went on this magical run during the playoffs, and we beat teams that we probably should not have beaten. One of my teammates, Carl Sanders, point guard, he hit a three-point shot, like just a step across half court. We went at the buzzer to go play the championship game at Madison Square Garden the next week. And the rest is history. We wound up going to Madison Square Garden. We won. And after we won that game, you know, life has not been the same mentally. Because I sit here as a 42-year-old man, and I think about, what if I did not focus enough to get back on the team? What if I would have just let it go because my mother said, you're not playing. I don't care what your grades are. What if I would have just gave up and said, you know, there's no way I'm going to get back on the team anyway, so why try? What if I would have decided not to go to practice, to continue to stay connected to my teammates during that time when I wasn't allowed to practice? How would it be? And furthermore, if they won the championship and I wasn't on the team because of something that I've done, how would I live with myself to this point in my life? And I sit there and I think about all those different things that I've gone through on that journey and on those detours. And I realize and I understand now more than ever that every single thing that we go through, every single obstacle that we are a part of, all of it is working together for our good so that we can become the people, the individuals that we're supposed to become. And that is the lesson that I've learned, and that's the lesson that I'm continuing to learn throughout life. Detours equal the tour. And what is the tour? The tour is the journey, right? The tour is your life. So even when you think things are not working out the way you intend for them to work out, even when things are not happening as fast as you would like them to happen, the reality of it is that the situations that we're in are situations that we have created for ourselves. We've created these situations for ourselves. So instead of us being discouraged and instead of us feeling down about where we are, we should be encouraged, because if we created a situation for us to be in and we don't like that situation, guess what? We can create another situation for us to be in that is favorable for our ultimate outcome. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, if you messed up, you can fix it. If it didn't go well the first time, you can change and go in a different direction. If it's not going the way you like, you can go on a detour, because that detour is still a part of your overall tour. It's still a part of your overall journey. So this message that I'm giving you guys today in 25 plus countries, 6 continents on the globe, this message is to encourage somebody that is down in the dumps. Somebody that feels like giving up. Somebody that feels like saying, nah, it ain't really working out for me the way I thought it was going to work out. I'm just going to stop. I'm going to park here. I'm going to stop trying. You know, I'm going to try a different approach, because it seems like the approaches that I've been taking lately don't work. So instead of me trying to swing big, I'm just going to play it safe and stay low and not try to go for too much. Because every time I try to go for too much, You know, it always winds up backfiring in my face. This is a message of encouragement to you. I want you guys to know, and I want you guys to understand, men, women, children, all over this globe, that your detour equals the tour. And the tour is your life, and it's your journey, and all of it is working together for your good. So with that being said, I want to say thank you to everyone who subscribes to The Empire Within. We're grateful for the support from Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and all places where podcasts are held. We're grateful for the support from Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm also grateful for the platform of YouTube. I have over 200 videos on YouTube. All you have to do is type in my name, Kenyon Jones. That's K-E-N-Y-O-N Jones. And all those videos will pop up. My mission is to empower, encourage, inspire, and educate you to being the best you that you want to be. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for your continued financial support. And God bless.